Shalom Aleichem, we are starting another day of life here in Eretz Yisrael, together with the nisyonos of the country and of each individual. Mizmor La'asav, Ayin Ches, Pasuk Chav Beis, it's a very important pasuk, describes Klal Yisrael on the Midbar, and we were going through our trials and tribulations, we're going to have enough food, we're going to have this, we're going to have that. And it says, Hashem, Kavayocha, got angry at Klal Yisrael, Ki lo he'minu be'likim, they were not steadfast in trusting that Hashem will save them. Hemino belukim doesn't just mean to believe. The concept of hemin is to be steadfast on all circumstances. It says that by Moshe Rabbeinu, hoya yodev emune, by the war against Amalek, he had his hands up to Kodesh Baruch the entire time of the war. Emuna, they were steadfast in their position. But Bayos was not just saying be steadfast and believing in Hashem, recognizing Elikim, he is the source of all the koichas of the world, Bala koichas kulam. No matter how strong and fearful the enemy may seem to be, he's nothing in respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all we have to be, and all we have to do, is put ourselves in the hands of the Almighty HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he wants us to be with him, and when we're with him, that brings the Yeshua. So number one is always reminding ourselves, Elikim, because Baruch Hu is running the world, and Be'etzem, every time we say Shemone Esrei, we start off not with Elikim. Elikeinu ve'elikei aviseinu, you are our God. You are the most powerful, and you have a personal connection with us. It didn't start from us, it started from our others, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. We are the close nation to you. So no matter how powerful these people outside there are, we have a closer relationship to your greatness and your power, and we can rely on that. We can be ma'amin, steadfast under all circumstances. There's another point over here, though, that L'ibotru b'shuoso, the Radak says an interesting pshat. Doesn't mean that they were not patech in the future salvation. They were not patech in the fact that Hashem saved us so many times in the past. That should have generated a feeling of bitochen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is a very important thing. It says by the Meraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, Rak b'Hashem al timroidu. Don't rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be afraid of the powerful nations that are in Eretz Yisrael. The obvious question is, that's a rebellion? We're a nation, we don't know how to wage a war, we don't have the weapons, and we're up against the most powerful kings. It's true, it's a lack of bitochen to be afraid to go into Eretz Yisrael, but to say that's considered a merida, rebellion, why is it a rebellion? The Ramban says, it's true, if someone walk up to you today and say, I'm going to destroy all your enemies, and the really powerful enemies, so you don't really have any reason to trust him. And if you're afraid, okay, so you don't trust him. It's not considered you rebelled against the person. But here, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't start telling us now that he's going to do Nisim and bring us into Eretz Yisrael. He already did the Esam Makas, Kriyas Yamsev, all the miracles of going out of Mitzrayim, the Mon, etc. So he already had a tremendous track record of how he does Nisim for us, if he wants to. And he said now, don't worry, I'm going to take you into Eretz Yisrael. So if you do not put your trust in him, that is a very rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You didn't pay attention to all these issues you had in the past. And this is something for us. Baruch Hashem, we all, Klal Yisrael as a whole, we've been through so many issues over the past years. And each one in his life, we really pay attention to it. We had so many impossible or at least very trying situations that Baruch Hashem, we made through and we're still going strong forward. That is imperative upon us. In these times, Me'ayin Yovei Ezri, where's my salvation going to come from? Ezri Hashem, Oisei Shemayim Vaaretz. I pay attention. One second, Hashem created this whole world for me. And by us, much more than just creating the world. He chose us as his nation. He took us out of Mitzrayim, took us through the Golias, brought us here to Eretz Yisrael. Everybody has what we have, Baruch Hashem, so much to be thankful for. Pay attention to the Yeshua also. All the Yeshuas we had in the past, and that will give us the koyach to be Heminu Belukim, to realize the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his desire to get us through every situation. Baruch Hashem, we'll continue to mechazik ourselves, to realize the emes, we're not just faking it, this is the reality of life, how close we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and He just wants us to cling to Him, strengthen our keshu with Him, with our tefillahs for all Klal Yisrael, amaisim tovim, all of us together as a group, Baruch Hashem, we're being misalah, we're taking advantage of the situation. Yes, Hashem will see tremendous, tremendous Yeshuas for ourselves and our families and for all Klal Yisrael.